American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Rescuers are facing a race against time to dig any survivors from the rubble of devastated villages in Morocco's Atlas Mountains 3 days after the country's strongest ever earthquake. The 6.8 magnitude quake that struck late on Friday southwest of the city of Marrakech has claimed more than 2,100 lives and injured over 2,400 people, many of them seriously, according to official figures that were updated late last night. Joining me on the line is Irish doctor, Dr. Claire McCaughey in Marrakech. Claire, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, thank you.
The situation in Marrakech, people, I presume, are being brought there from the outlying areas for treatment, but Marrakech itself suffered.
It did, yeah. You know, it shook very hard. Lots of minor damage to homes. However, the old Medina in Marrakech is an ancient Medina with ancient buildings and very old walls. And so that did take some damage. Some people are still scared to go back into their homes and some injuries there. But on the whole, the city itself has got off quite lightly compared to, unfortunately, our friends and family in the mountains, in the rural areas that are facing devastation.
Now, I haven't been to the Atlas Mountains. I have been to Marrakech. I've been to the Medina, and it's the jewel in the crown, if you like, of tourist Morocco to go to the Medina in Marrakech.
Yeah.
But the Atlas Mountains, obviously, these are small villages and isolated households. I've seen some of the video that's coming in, and houses literally shaken to bits.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you've got up there, you've got very, very poor quality housing, really not much more than mud bricks. And they just, you know, people just have houses that have just come straight down. There's no concrete structures. Their houses have collapsed. And a lot of people, I was just talking to a friend there who's up there right now as part of the rescue effort on the ground, just saying that he's not even seeing now a whole lot of wounded people. We've managed to evacuate a lot of the wounded, but now it's basically either, you know, died or they got out on time because it was just that sudden, everything shook, the houses came down.
Are you still feeling the aftershocks in Marrakech?
We are, yeah. We had another quite significant one yesterday morning at 9 o'clock, and then I was awake through the night because it's been hard to sleep. And now you're in that funny situation where you feel like, you know, was that a shock or was that my mind playing tricks? Because it doesn't last very long. So there's a lot of fear around that. People even in the city not wanting to go back to their houses, worried about the potential of aftershocks and damage to their homes. And that's just generating still a lot of fear around the city.
Now, Morocco, you know, it has its successes in its economy, tourism being large among them. But it is still, I suppose, regarded as a developing economy. How is it equipped to cope with a disaster like this? And are they getting help from elsewhere?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is. It's a city, Marrakech, and even a country of very much the tale of two cities. And we have a lot of wealth in the city, much of that brought in by tourism. But yes, there is. It's still a resource limited setting. However, you know, the Moroccan authorities have kicked in very, very quickly. There's a big military response and they have a big major incident protocol. No one has ever dealt with anything on this scale before, of course, and never expected to. But that is kicking in. The military were right up there in the mountains within the first hour or two. And now there are rescue teams internationally arriving that are coordinating with that local response and the national response that is kicking in. But it is, today is a very time sensitive one, because if there's still people to be found that can be helped today, that needs to happen.
All right. And I know 3 days of national mourning has been declared by the King. And let's hope that as many people as possible can be saved. It's dry, it's hot, it's difficult. And the rescue teams are obviously encountering all sorts of difficulties. But for the moment, Claire, Dr. Claire McCaughey, thank you very much for joining us from Marrakesh. Now, Claire Dunn is CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
We have not heard reports of Irish people being caught up in this, but it is a popular tourist destination for Irish visitors.
It is indeed. Most Irish people tend to go more to Agadir than to Marrakesh, but as yet we've had no reports of any Irish people who've been injured or caught up in it. I do have one of my own staff at the moment in Marrakesh on holidays, and I was speaking to her earlier on today, and she's safe and well, and all of the people in that hotel are well. They arrived on Friday about an hour after the earthquake, and they said they slept the first night, Friday night, in the garden of the hotel, but they were very well looked after, and they are now all in the hotel. As far as you can see, everything is just about normal. Obviously, it's very subdued with the 3 days of mourning, and obviously they're very conscious and cognizant of everything that's happening around them. From our own part, we really want to send our condolences to all our colleagues and friends and partners in Morocco who are working, you know, despite the devastation, they're still working, looking after our clients. So we very much appreciate that.
Now, what is the travel advice in terms of going to Morocco? I mean, flights will have been booked by people, holidays booked. Will they go ahead?
Yes, the airports are open and the flights are operating. Everybody, when I was talking to the managing director of Sunway, one of the major operators, one of the major Irish operators to Morocco this morning, and she said they haven't as yet had any requests to change or cancel the holidays. People who were due to go on Saturday went, and they haven't as yet had any requests for people to go home early. Everything is operating as normal in the hotels and in the resorts. So as far as that is concerned, now I am aware also of a tour that's due to go next week, which would include a trip to the Atlas Mountains, and that may be cancelled, in which case the tour operator will offer a full refund or the option to change to a different destination or a different date. So that is, I suppose, the benefit of booking with a tour operator, that you will be looked after and you will either get a refund or an option to change.
I know many people who had booked a holiday in Morocco might be thinking that it's a bit insensitive to travel when the country is grappling with such a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, a quandary. Do you go or do you stay? If the flights are operating, which they are, and the airports are open, some airlines may offer some flexibility. The tour operators have offered their clients the option, as I say, if they want to change. For people travelling independently, they would have to check and see what the options are for them, because the Department of Foreign Affairs advice is not, there is no do not travel advice. So there's no automatic refunds on anything if people are disinclined to travel. So I would advise people to contact their travel agent or the tour operator if they are concerned, to check out the options available to them. But I know, speaking to my colleagues on Saturday, we were all on phones on Saturday and yesterday, and my clients were checking, or my colleagues rather, were checking with their clients. I had several calls this morning from travel agents who had spoken to their clients in Agadir and Marrakesh this morning, and they were all happy to continue their holidays. They were saying that everything is operating as normal. So they, you know, our travel agents and tour operators are continually checking with their clients to make sure that they're okay. And the reports that we're getting is that they are all okay.
All right. I'm just wondering whether or not the resources are there to accommodate people in their holidays when, you know, so much help might be needed for those caught up in the earthquake.
Yeah, I mean, it is difficult, but they also need the revenue, I guess, coming in to the resorts. So the resorts are all open and they are ready to receive the guests. So until we hear otherwise, we will be saying to people, look, continue on your holiday, spend the money in the locality so that the money is in Morocco to help the rescue effort.
Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.